Hello everybody, I am just testing a new pair of headphones here. I know the last headphone test I did was with the with a pair of fake Beats by Dre Studios, and well, I got me another pair of fake ones, two pairs actually, because I'm gonna try to sell one of them, or probably give them to one of my friends. And I got myself some fake Beats by Dre, the in-ear headphones, so the Tours. What is that, what they're called? Yeah, Beats by Dre Tour with Talk Control, which I'm using right now to record this. So far, I'm noticing the levels are really high up, so that obviously means something's working. And is working correctly as it should. So I'm just gonna gab about this a little bit here, cause, I need to wind down a little bit. No, not by smoking pot. I'm not doing that right now. I'm currently on my off period. I just don't want to do it. I don't feel like it. I really, really don't feel like it right now. So I'm not going to. It's very simple. It's not like heroin or anything like that where you get addicted to it and then you're fucked for the rest of your lives. Now, the one problem that I had with the other ones is sound distortion. So I'm hoping that these ones have better drivers in them, because I can already see they have better drivers, but how much better drivers in them? Because I'm seeing the levels go where they're supposed to go because the microphone is, you know, right by your mouth where it's supposed to be. I don't know what the fuck else it would be. Yeah, so far so good. They come with this, like, its own pouch and stuff like that. I guess the real ones do, too. But as far as sound quality goes, they're not as good as my Vimota Vibes. Which ones do I have? I have Vibe Duos or something like that they're called. I forgot. I still have the box. Actually, you know what? Let's look at the box now. So this way I can see if these are like the Vimotas, whereas when the cord moves, the microphone picks it up. And I can listen to this in the morning and see if the same thing happened, because I have the box with my Vimotas right here. Sorry, I have Vimota Remix Remotes. Those are the ones that I currently use, and I just dropped a whole bunch of shit because it seems that box was holding up a whole bunch of crap. Yeah, so far, they're quite comfortable. I had to play around with the ear gels quite a bit because, you see, one of my earlobes is slightly bigger than my other. Every time when I get new headphones, I gotta adjust them, you gotta try all sorts of different cups, see which one fits better, yada, yada, yada. And this was no exception. I had to do the same thing here. I had to actually adjust them and stuff like that. So, see, unlike the other ones, I don't see the levels go up when I rattle it too much, but again, I'll hear that later when I listen to this again and find out if it is still doing the same thing. Why not? Compared to my Remix Vibe Remix Remote or Remix Remote, I still like those a little bit better. These ear, one thing I don't like about these is the earbuds stick out of the ear. Like, by the other ones, you know, they're flush. Like, I couldn't put, earmuffs on or something like that with these and have it fit comfortably. So, that's going to be a slight problem. Again, I didn't pay very much for these. I paid, $40 for each one of these. And again, I have one that I'm going to leave sealed here, so, you know, tough shit. So, how much time do I have? That's only 4.5 minutes. Yeah, now I can say only 4.5 minutes because I actually have a decent amount of time for doing this stuff now with these. I will say the box probably one of the nicest boxes that I've seen. But on the other hand, does anybody really give a shit about the boxes when they buy stuff anymore? Unless it's a video game. Why care? people always like, they when they do unboxing videos of this stuff, they always talk about, oh yeah, well, the box looks nice. Who gives a fuck about the box? You know, for all I care for, all of this could have come without the box and bubble wrap for all I care for. You know, I don't need the actual packaging. I actually got these because of a YouTube video I saw. It was a dude that had a pair of fake ones, and he said they were almost like the real thing. And again, I don't know what real ones sound like. I have never used a real pair of Beats by Dre or anything like that because, you know, I'm not crazy. And despite having a lot of disposable income, I don't have the amount of disposable income to be spending $350 on a pair of headphones. And let me rant on that a little bit. Who the fuck would spend $350 for a pair of headphones? Okay, I haven't even spent that much on DJ equipment ever. So I don't know why anyone would, like, fucking do that. It's tremendously expensive. I mean, even my Sony DJ cans, which at the time went at a retail price of $190, even those I got for $120, and those were expensive in my opinion. My Vmoda remix vibes were also about $150. Or were they $200? Actually, I'm being a hypocrite. I think I did spend almost $200 on those. But I don't know. I'll see how the audio quality is when you're recording on them. Because, I mean, if I can't use them, you know, to listen to stuff, I mean, I'll still have them as a spare. But if I can use them to record my audio booths at home, because, you know, the mic always flops around on the default Apple headset and shit. And nobody wants that. Nobody likes that. And I certainly don't. And, yeah. I mean, they're comfortable. I'll say that they're comfortable. I don't know what I look like with them on, because I don't like looking stupid. I know. A fat guy who cares about the way he looks. I know. Weird. I know. Yeah. I don't know. I'll see how these go. I'm going to give them, you know, a decent trial run. I'm going to take these with me tomorrow and see what they sound like on the commute. But I think I'll stick to my Vmoda Remix remotes. Because, I don't know. This is the first pair of Vmodas that isn't fucking up and that isn't breaking apart. That's actually looks and feels like it was well built. Like, I've had these now for well over a year, and they serve me extremely well. The only problem is you can't record audio booths with them because the microphone is extremely sensitive to any sort of sound. Excuse me. And yeah. And I'm getting a low battery sign here, so I better stop before I run out of power. So until next time, toodles.